You're holding the fayim dalet omer aleph. The Mishnah says, Shemeris Yovim, have you ever Shemeris Yovim? Again, that's where a husband died, and the shiloh is now, she has the almanas left over, and there are brothers. So, Bein Liyovim Echud, whether there's one brother left over, Bein Lishnei Yovimin, whether there are two brothers left over. So, the case now is she's called the Shemeris Yovim. In other words, she's waiting for one of these two brothers to make Yibum. To make chalitza, but right now she's called the Shemeris Yovim. So Rabbi Lezer says Yofer, that you should know the Yovim is allowed to be made for her nadarim. The Yovim now has a loch as if he's a baal, as if he's a husband, and therefore he could be made for the nadarim. So it's a question in the Gemara if we're talking about that it has a loch like an isuya, that the husband could do it himself, or as a loch like an orus, that the husband and the father could do it together. That's a shaila in the Gemara. But I call upon him, Rabbi Lezer holds that he could be mefer. And the Ran says, Maskina, the Gemara comes out, the yefer b'shutfis av kiyoma. He could be mefer shutfis with the father. Or the shasa b'maimer. Maskana sa Gemara is also where he made maimer. Since he made maimer, in other words, when you have two brothers, so you can't say they both like are married to her. Two brothers can't be married to her. So why could one be mefer? So the Gemara comes out, it's talking about that he made Maimer. If one made Maimer, so he's kind of her more, it's considered like his wife, therefore he could be made for her nedarim. Now Rabbi Yeshua Raimer, li echod avoler lishnayim. You should know you can only be made for if there's only one Yavim. When the brother died, there's only one brother left over. So therefore we hold Yezika, this one brother, he is for sure the one that's going to marry her. So he has the mitzvah Zika to make Yibum. Therefore, right now, it's considered like he's the husband, therefore he could be mefer. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. L'yechad v'loy l'shnayim. But if there are two brothers left over, then you don't say it. But the Ran says, Mishum desvirulei ein breira, k'mefarash b'gemara. Because even if you want to say you hold Yeh Zika, but we do not know which one of these two brothers will really, like Maria, will make the Yibum. Therefore, right now, we have a suffix, which one is called the husband. So therefore, neither of them can make the afara. Rabbi Akiva Roimer, lo liyechad v'lo lishnayim. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it doesn't make a nafkamina. There's no difference whether there's only one brother left over or whether there are two brothers left over. Now it's posture, Rabbi Akiva holds, the Ram says, t'gria la yavam miyaris, that a yavam is worse than a naris. V'yafilu b'shutfus le'motzi mefer. As even when this girl is a nara, she still has a father, but now when the first husband died, so and she's zokuk liyibum to the brother doesn't have a loch like a bal yet, he's not the husband yet. He didn't make yibum yet. There's only a zika, that means at the time when the husband dies, there's a mitzvah now for the brother to be miyabim to marry her. But before the brother marries her, that's the smachlekes now mishnah. So Rabbi Kiva Poshadol's ain't zika. That there's a mitzvah for the yavam to marry her, true there's a mitzvah, but it's not considered like he has kinyonim in it yet, it's not called like his wife yet. Therefore, he can't be made firm, not even b'shutfus with the father. Now, Amar Reb Lazar, Lazar says like this, Ma'im Isha, Shekon Hu Liyatzmoy. Reb Lazar was the first sheet in the Mishnah, and he holds this Shemeris Yavam. Even though there are two brothers alive, still, they could be made for mashma, both of them. Either one of them could be made for. So Rabbi Lezer says like this, Ma'im Isha, Shekon Huliyatzmoy. Madach, when you marry your own wife, Harehu Mefer Nedoreho, that you're allowed to be made for her Nedorim. So if so, Isha, Shehikna Loi Minar Shemayim. Now the case is that your brother died. So they have no children. So his wife now, Izika, is Zokuk to you Minar Shemayim. It's like Hashem gave the mitzvah for the brother not to marry her. Is Eino Adin Sheyofen Adoreh? Isn't it for sure that if Hashem gives it to you, that for sure you should be able to be made for the Nedarim? That's Rabbi Lezer Shita. That there's no difference if there's one Yavim or two Yavims, you hold the Yezika, and therefore either one of them could be made for. The Ran says, Shein Hashemeris Yavim Elohu Kitchel Yatzmai, Hareyo Mefen Adoreh Meshutfas Diav. Is Isha Shikla Min Hashemayim? Hainu Shemeris Yavam, she kenuyula b'loy kedushin, even if though you didn't marry her yet, still she's called the Shemeris Yavam, she asura la kol adam, nobody's allowed to marry her, ach yechlatzlo, until you make chalitza, or else you miyabim her. Now, is with the father, then the Yavam could be Mefer. That's Rabbi Elazar's svara, that he holds Ye Zika, and therefore this lady that Minar Shemayim is your wife like, therefore you could be Mefer her Nadarim with the father. On this, Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says back that Lo Yim Amarta Beisha Shekan Hu Liatzmai. No, there's no comparison. The lady that you marry yourself, your own wife, Shein Lacherim Barishus. Nobody else can marry her, like she's an Ashes Ish. Your wife, she's an Ashes Ish. Anybody else is also to her. The Chayiv Misa if they live with her. That's called your wife. Teyama Beisha. But this lady now that your brother died. Shehikna lo min hashemayim, that true, there's a mitzvah yibum now for you to go and be miyavim her, but before you did it, sheyesh lacherim barishus. Like, let's say in a case there are two brothers. So each one of the two brothers could be miyavim her. Like, they have a choice. So you can't say she belongs to any one of them, because it's not daim to your own wife. When you have your wife, she's yours and nobody else. Mashenka here, there are two brothers, so either one of them could take her. So Mela, she's not called right now married to either one of them. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, she's not the wife, she's not like the, you're not the husband. Therefore, the Yavam cannot be Mefer. So that's what Rabbi Akiva answered back to Rabbi Elazar. On this, the Gemara says, Omala Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says back to Rabbi Akiva, that Akiva, Livarecha, what you are saying, Bishnei Yavamin. You're saying very good in the case where there are two brothers left over. So since the two brothers are alive now, we don't know which one of the two will make the Yibum, so we don't know, neither of them is really the husband. Like a wife can't have two husbands. So then Rabbi Yeshua says, you're right, Rabbi Akiva. In other words, this much Rabbi Yeshua argues on Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was the first one to say, even though there are two brothers left over, still they can make Hafara. On this, Rabbi Akiva said, no. So Yeshua says, I agree with you halfway, that when there are two brothers alive, true, neither of them can make Yibum, they can make Hafara, because we don't know which one is the real husband. But Ma'atomesha, what could you answer me? Ayavim Echad. Because Rabbi Yeshua says, if there's only one brother alive, so we know for sure he's the one that has the mitzvah Yibum, so let's be considered, behold, Yezika, that means when the brother dies, the other brother that's alive now has this mitzvah to be miyavma. Zika means he's like attached to her a little bit. So this min Hashemayim, that Hashem gave the Zika, why isn't it considered like he's the husband now? Like there's no other husband that could take over. He's the only one. So like if Yeshua is saying to Akiva, what do you say about my case? Like you, Rabbi Akiva, say, no matter what, whether there's one brother, two brothers, Yibum cannot be Nefer. So Yeshua says, why not? If there's only one brother alive, like he is for sure the one to take over. So why can't he be Mefer? Omar Lois, Rabbi Akiva answered back and said, Ein hayavama gemura liyavam. No, even though there's only one brother alive, and even though there's a mitzvah zikat yibum, there's a mitzvah for you to go be miyabima, but as long as you did not do it yet, she's not your wife. Ein hayavama gemura liyavam. This lady, your sister-in-law, she's not your wife yet. Kishem Shaharusa Gemur Lisha. Just like when a man makes Kedushin with his wife, it becomes an Orus, or an Arusa. True, they only made Kedushin. But I call upon him, when you make Kedushin, when you Mekadosh your wife, she's called an Eshes Ish. And if somebody else lives with her now, he's Chayiv Misa. Mashenke and by Shemeres Yavam, when the husband dies, and now she's Zokuk to the brother to be Miyabim, before the brother makes Yibum, if somebody else lives with her, he's only over Chayiv Lavin. Yavam Lashuk, it's only with a lava, with an Isra say. But I call upon him, there's no Isra, there's no Chi of Misa. Because Lamaisa, she's not married yet. So that's what Rabbi Akiva answers back. And says, no, nothing doing. This Yavam, he's not married to her yet. When he makes Yibum, then it's his wife, then he can be made for an Adorim. But right now, before he makes Yibum, even though there's a mitzvah to be Miyabima, but right now, she is not considered your wife. So Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Zika. That we said is a mitzvah to be miyabim, that you're attached to her, it's not considered like she's really a kinyanishus. So this we had a lot of times in the Gemara and Yivamis. So machlekes of yod ye zika or ein zika. The fact that she's attached to you, that you're supposed to make a mitzvah yibum, this attachment is considered like a kinyanishus, like she's your wife already, for certain halachas, or it's not considered your wife at all. that if Kiva holds she's not considered your wife, therefore you can't be made for her Nadarim. Rabbi Yeshua says if there's only one Yavim, then you say Yezika, she is considered your wife, you can be made for Nadarim. We have Lezer, the one that's Mekel, and says even why two Yavim is two brothers, still they can be made for the Nadarim. They can be made for her Nadar. This the Gemara says, Bish Lema Rabbi Kiva Sovereign Zika. Rabbi Akiva's sheet is very good, you can understand it. He holds Zain Zika. That even though the brother died, there is a mitzvah to be miyabim, but Kol Zaman you did not make the Yibum, she's not your wife. The Zika is not strong enough to make it like an Arusa. For Rabbi Yeshua Sava Yezika. Yeshua says no, if there's only one Yavim alive, so since there's a mitzvah, he's attached to her, he's supposed to make Yibum, or else he has to free himself with Chalitza, but right now he's attached to her. This attachment is like a Kinyan Ishus. It's like an Orus, Erisin, and just like an Orus could be made for him, who within the Yavim could be made for with the father. Ela Reb Eliezer, but what Shver is the Tanakam of our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer. My time Mayu, what's his time? That he holds, even though there are two brothers alive, they can be made for. I Yezika, even if you want to say you hold Yezika, that means when the brother dies, the brothers that are alive are attached to her, they have a mitzvah of the Ein Breira. But the Chur, we pass him in the Raisa like Ein Breira. Like we don't know which one of these two brothers will be the husband. Like both of them have the mitzvah. But they both can't do Yibum, you can't have two husbands. So we don't know now which one will be the real husband. Therefore right now, how could you say she's attached to them as if there's a Kinyan Ishus? You can't have a Kinyan Ishus, the two men. So how could you say both of them can be made for her Nadarim? This the Gemara says, Omer Rabbam answers back, it's like a true. What's Chan Rabbi Eliezer? Havadi, you can't have both of them make kafara. So Rabbam says, Kegoin Sheosabo Maimer. Rabbi Eliezer, that's what he says, even though there are two brothers, that they could be made for Ravadi, he only means one of them. Which one? The one that made Maimer. Maimer is a Kenyan Midrabonin, that you go to your Yavama and you give her Kesef Kedushin, you make a Maisa Kedushin to you, stay right at Mekodeshesli. So that's a Maimer. So if one of the brothers make Maimer, that's called the Kinyan, and now he's the one that's considered like the Isha, he's the husband. Therefore he could be Mefer. What? But then this thing where it says what the Drabami? For Reb Eliezer saw the law of Beishamai, and Reb Eliezer holds like Beishamai. The Amri, they say, Maimer koine Kinyan Gomer. That's Beishamai Shita. So therefore, when you make Maimer, the one brother that made Maimer is like his wife now. So therefore, he's called the Baal. Therefore, he can be made for the Nadarim. So it's called the Kinyan Gomer. So the answer to the Madeis, it means, Devela Kichnusa. It's mamish like a Kenusa. Or Motsi Pota La Vigita. And now, if he wants to give her a get, Pleboy Chalitza, Meshemachi Meifel Echudei. Therefore, now, according to this Teretz, that one Yavim made Maimer, according to Beishamai, Maimer is a Kinyan Gomer. So you're like the husband, you can be made for by yourself. On this, Rabbi Yeshua, Imelach Yeshua says back, Hani mili b'chad yavim. That's good if there's only one yavim. Avo b'shnei yavamim loy. When you have two yavamim, then you can't say that she's connected to one. Even if one brother makes Maimer, but so what? It's not considered his wife completely. Because miyika midi, is there anything? When the brother comes, like, still, since there are two brothers, even if one brother makes Maimer, but so what? The other brother, if he is miyavima, if he makes Bia, or else he gives her a get, he makes her Osir on the first brother. So how can you say she's like married to the first brother? It's not for sure. The second brother could still do something to make her Osir on the first brother. So therefore, when you have two brothers, you can never say one of them is the real husband until his mamish makes yibum. But before his mamish makes yibum, that's Rabbi Yeshua Svara with two brothers, neither of them can make that farah. But when you only have one brother, then it's very good. If you only have one brother alive, so you say Yezika, he's the one that's attached to her to make the yibum. Therefore, it's called like a Kinyan Ishus. Therefore, he can be mefer. For Rabbi Kiva, son of Rabbi Kiva holds no, ain't Zika. Pashid. Rabbi Kiva holds, Pashid, ain't Zika. Therefore, since she holds ain't Zika, this attachment right now, it doesn't have a shame of a Kinyan Ishus. Therefore, the Yavam, the brother that's alive, even though there's only one brother, is not called the husband yet. It's not his wife yet. There's only a mitzvah yibum, but there's no kinyonim yet, therefore he can't be mefer. Now the Gemara says, well, the Rebbe Lezer, current Rebbe Lezer, the Yomar, or some say Rebbe Loza, the Yomamai Malabe Shamai, Ein Koina, Ela Litchais Petzoro, Rebbe Loza holds that even according to Beis Shammai Shita, that Yold Maimer is a kinyan, it's not a real kinyan to say that she's your wife. It's not so strong. It's only Litchais Petzoro. The other Gemara says that let's say you have like three brothers and two of them are married to two sisters. So when one brother dies, one of the two sisters, that husband died, and now the other brother made maimer with her. And then the other brother died. So the second sister, we say, does not fall to you liyibum. Because since you made maimer ready with the first sister is called attached to you enough to say that when the second sister falls to you liyibum, there's no mitzvah yibum anymore. Because since you're like married to the first one, the second one is called achos ishtoi, she's your wife's sister, so she doesn't fall to you. That's all maimer helps. Maimer only helps lidchos betzara, to push away the sister that falls. But she's not called your wife completely. So if so, ma'ikla maimer, what can you say then? So it's Shver Rabbi Eliezer, now Mishnah. Why, if there are two brothers alive now, and they have this Yivoma, how come, even if one makes maimer, but so what? It's not called like his wife completely. The other brother could still make Yibum. So if so, why could this brother make a hafara over the other one? Like we should still say Ein Brera. We don't know which one's going to be the real husband. So Marin Tzachav and Mayaskina, we're talking about over here, Kagoyin Shamad Vadin. We're talking about, there could be a new Teretz now. We're talking about now that they went to Bezdin. Like this Yavama went to Bezdin to complain, listen, I have two brother-in-laws. Make one of them make Yibum with me. And Bezdin was Mechayiv, one of them, could be the one that made Maimer. They were Mechayiv him, you're supposed to make Yibum. You're supposed to marry her. The Yischayiv la Mezainis. And the Halacha is that when Bezdin Paskin Zayis Achiv, you have to. If you don't be miyabim, but from then on, you're mechuyiv to support her. So with the Rabbanin, you have to support the Yavama. So we're talking about in the case that Bezdin was Mechayiv, one of the two brothers, to support the sister-in-law. So now, once one of them has to support her, now we have the sword like we had before, Ukra Rav Pinchas, Mishmei de Rava. Like Rav Pinchas in the name of Rava. The Yom, like we had before this Svara, that called Hanoideres, Aldaz, Bailei Noideres. There's a new Svara by Nadarim, that Bechlau, one of the reasons why a husband has the right to be made for his wife's Nadarim, is because there's a Svara, we say that whenever she makes the Neder, she's always told it, she makes like a condition, if my husband wants it. So Mela is a Svara, you don't have to be a husband completely, a real husband, as long as you're a Miksas husband, but you have a Chiyuv to support her. So that's also a Svara in the Dorim, that when she makes the Neder, she makes it upon you, like she, since she relies upon you for a Mezainis, so she makes the Neder only if you really want it. So Ran speaks out of that, it's not called a real condition, like it's not a real Tanai, because then even if it's not the husband, if they have a man that supports some lady, if she makes a neder, this man can't be made for an adorim. Of course, it's halacha and a husband. But the halacha of the husband is not that you have to be a complete husband, a complete baal. It's enough that you have some kinyanim to her, like here the yavam. He has some kinyanim to her, and now that he has a chiyuv to support her, when he has a chiyuv to support her, then he can be made for his adorim. So that's Tran Reb Lezer, that even though there are two brothers here, we're talking about where one of the two brothers have the chiyuv to support her, so Melech, he is considered like the husband now, Firchus Nedarim, that a neder that she makes, we say she makes it on a condition, whether he wants or he doesn't want it, therefore that brother has the right to be mefer, or to be mekayim the neder.